Exposing free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the continuing narrative about the Baghdadi kill. And I think you're really going to enjoy this. As a matter of fact, as I tweeted out, I think that we now have conclusive proof that this is a repeat of Wag the Dog. And I'm not saying this to criticize President Trump. I think it's absolute genius. Absolute genius. I mean, we'll talk about four-dimensional chess. If this is true, this is real four-dimensional chess. And I think you're really going to enjoy this. It's really hilarious where this has gone. So we're going to get to that as well. We've got a lot of information also about what President Trump is going to be doing in terms of staying there to take the oil out of Syria. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that's genius. So we'll be talking about that as well. But to begin with, I want to talk about the internet anniversary that mainstream media is talking about. And it's very interesting the way they're portraying this. Fox News, I heard on this morning as I was coming on the radio, top of the hour. 50 years ago today, the internet was born in a room. You know, the story is it's kind of like, the invention of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell. Hello, Watson, are you there? You know, that type of thing. No, actually, they go to great lengths to keep you from really seeing the connection to DARPA. They go to great lengths to keep you from seeing the connection to it being a PSYOP. Yeah, it wasn't 50 years ago today. It wasn't 1969. Quite a few things had happened before that first message was sent on what they call ARPANET. Yeah, they changed it to ARPANET. It did go by ARPANET. We referred to it both ways. As late as the 1980s, we were still calling it DARPANET where I worked. We knew where it came from. But they go to great lengths to drop that D so you don't see the Defense Department there. And it goes back, as I pointed out many times, to 1962, not 1969. And it was J.C.R. Licklider, a DARPA psychologist, who proposed the internet. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network, and they shortened it up to be the internet. And then they called it DARPANET. Then they called it ARPANET. And now we have this narrative. A graduate student sat at a teletype terminal and sent the first digital data transmission to a scientist sitting at a computer at Stanford Research Institute. On the other side of California, it was the beginning of ARPANET. No, it wasn't. It had been designed quite a long time before that. A small network of academic computers. See, it had nothing to do with the Defense Department, right? Except if you go through and you read the articles, this particular one is from Fast Company. If you go through and read the articles, they talk about the fact that the inspiration for all of this was President Eisenhower being upset about Sputnik. He said, whoa, that caught us by surprise, and certainly it did. We don't want to have that happen again. You know, we've got a satellite gap here. Let's not make sure that we don't get caught behind. So we're going to have an advanced research agency here. It was called DARPA, DARPA with a D, defense. And if you remember, when Eisenhower talked about the military-industrial complex, his original draft said the military-academic-industrial complex. You can't leave out the academics. That is one of the key components of this. And it's one of the ways that they can always disguise this as being innocuous. Well, it's just a research project. We're just doing pure science here, pure research. And so they go through all that. They don't ever mention J.C.R. Licklider. They don't mention DARPA. They continue to say ARPA. They talk about a guy named Bob Taylor. He was in charge of financing. Well, Licklider was in charge of the psychology behind this whole PSYOP. It is total misdirection. But we're going to have more breakdown of this on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, October 29th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to begin by talking about the broader aspects of the internet and psychological control. I mentioned it just in the last segment at the top of the hour. Mainstream media is telling you that 50 years ago, the internet began with a little text message that was sent between two people. No, it had already been 7 years in developing it as a psyop. That was when the practical aspects of that began to kick in. It's portrayed as an academic endeavor. They take the D off of ARPA. They take the D off of DARPANET. And, of course, it was also the academic aspect of it was also removed from President Eisenhower's speech warning us about the military academic industrial complex. Yeah. We just talk about the military industrial complex, but the academics are a key part of this. And so when we look at where we are today, and we're going to get into evidence that I think President Trump knowingly is putting out this wag the dog situation. I mean, he's literally wagging the dog. We've literally got a dog out there as the hero of this operation. And I think you're going to enjoy this because I detect in this not only an exact repeat of the Obama false flag with Osama bin Laden. I mean, even to the extent that they're burying this guy at sea, according to Islamic tradition and so forth. No pictures of the body and so forth. But many aspects of that, I think President Trump gave us a little bit of a nod. This is what's going on. And, of course, it's not going to be pushed back by anybody else. I mean, you're not going to have anybody in either the conservative or liberal corporate press that's going to question any of this. Why? Because the military, academic, media, industrial complex, let's add the media in there as well. It's a key component. Key component. None of them are going to push back against any narrative that would question anything that the military says or does. If the military comes out of this looking like heroes, so be it. No matter how ridiculous the narrative, we will stay with that and we will push it. And that's basically the premise of the movie Wag the Dog. The way you fight that is you just create your own little fictitious narrative and you tack it on and you keep the story going. That's perfect. But I want to talk a little bit about, mentioned about the anniversary that's being celebrated of the internet. Purging, as the corporate media is doing, purging all connections to DARPA, to the CIA, to these people who are really running all of this. And let's pull this back and take a look at the story from Natural News about how GoFundMe is now deplatforming vaccine skeptics. They say, well, why are vaccine skeptics on GoFundMe? Well, these are people who are asking for help. You know, people go on GoFundMe if they've got health issues. Help me, please. I'm a young mother and I've got cancer. And if you would like to help, you know, here's how you can help or something. Well, some people who have been injured by vaccines were doing that. But we can't have that, right? We have to pretend that nobody is injured by vaccines. That's why they had to give immunity to the vaccine companies, right? Because, of course, nobody was being injured by vaccines, so they gave them immunity. The only product that the big pharmaceutical companies sell for which they have absolutely no liability, vaccines. Now, there is a vaccine court, if you know about it. You can go through an arbitration process, and they cap the awards, and it's paid for by a tiny tax on all these vaccines. It's all kept under the carpet, right? Very quiet, hush, hush. Don't want anybody to get the idea that you would ever have any adverse reactions or death from a vaccine. And so we have to maintain this fiction. And so you can't have on GoFundMe anybody who is complaining about being injured by a vaccine. So they've begun purging anybody who's trying to raise money because they were harmed by vaccines. And as the Natural News article points out, a GoFundMe spokesman, Bobby Whithorn, now claims that campaigns that try to raise money for people who've been injured by vaccines are somehow promoting misinformation about vaccines. That misinformation being that, yes, some people are harmed by this, like some people are harmed by every kind of medication or procedure. Nothing is 100% safe, but the myth that has to be out there, the myth that cannot be questioned, is that vaccines are 100% safe and 100% effective. And so they're going to shut down people who need help. So it violates our terms of service for you to put out misinformation about vaccines, saying that you were harmed by them, because we all know that nobody's harmed by vaccines, right? And as they point out at Natural News, it turns out that GoFundMe was acquired for $600 million back in 2015, 4 years ago, by an investment group known as Accel Partners, A-C-C-E-L. Well, who are they? Well, they are also heavily invested in the pharmaceutical industries. Oh, isn't that interesting? So you don't want your business over here, your GoFundMe business over here, having any information that could harm your pharmaceutical investments, right? But it's not just the money, is it? Facebook has also adopted similar censorship policies about vaccines. Don't talk about vaccines. You'll be shut down. You'll have your content removed. And guess what? Accel Partners is one of the companies that invested back in 2004, they infused $13 million. As John Rappaport said, it was essentially a rocket for Facebook back in 2004. Remember, Facebook was launched just as DARPA was shutting down its LifeLog project. They said, we need to have something where we keep track of everything about everybody, just keep a log of everything they do in their life. And people said, I don't think we really want the government doing that. They shut it down the day that Facebook began. And then you have Accel as a venture capital firm back in 2004, giving them $13 million to get it going. And I'm glad that John Rappaport is pointing this out as well. He says, it turns out the funding for Facebook and now GoFundMe can actually be traced back even further. Beyond Big Pharma, beyond Accel, and you can go back to the CIA's venture capital firm, InQtel. InQtel, founded in 1999, the express purpose of funding companies that could develop technology that the CIA would use to gather data, writes John Rappaport. And that's precisely why DARPA created the Internet, to monitor everything about you. It's a life log. It's a way to disseminate propaganda and to also measure your response to that propaganda, the perfect psychological tool, and also the perfect way to control speech. And as I pointed out, as this experiment became practical, it was so important for the military-industrial complex, for the deep state, for the intelligence agencies, that they actually broke cover and created InQtel, actually created a venture capital firm. And you can look at these venture capital companies, and they have people from the intelligence agencies, from DARPA itself, all over the venture capital firms' boards. All over. and the Brain Project that is going on, and I think it's called Building 8 Project with Facebook, where they're going to be able to read your mind and manipulate your mind. Well, guess who is running that for them? Yeah, a former director of DARPA. Yeah, that's right. So it continues to go. And yet, as we look at this, and, you know, we're very happy about the fact that William Barr is opening up a criminal prosecution into the people who abuse their office. Now, that's a great thing. That's a great thing, and I applaud that. But don't lose sight of the fact that William Barr, at the same time, is pushing this pre-crime idea. Not just red flags, but it goes way, way beyond that. We'll take a short look at that when we come back as well. And then we're going to get into how the dog is literally being whacked by the mainstream media, the establishment press, the corporate press, and the military-industrial complex. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation, they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college, and it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever, but only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up, and that's why they put it in the water, and they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline and lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
It is now an admitted fact. Fluoride added to the water has caused tens of millions of Americans to be brain damaged and to have infertility and low IQs. And it doesn't matter if the Journal of American Medical Association comes out and says it's terrible. Still, the cities put it in the water because the ruling globalists want you and your family poisoned and stupid. And they sure don't want you to know about the good halogen, iodine, that absolutely increases IQ and fertility and makes life so wonderful and opens up your consciousness, your mind, everything. Oh, thank God. Thank God. I discovered this 8 years ago. Of course, the enemy knows all about it, and they hope you don't discover it. They hope you just roll over and die. So whatever you do, don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get 60% off right now on the Wake Up the World to the Iodine Conspiracy Combo. 60% off with X2 and X3 together with your bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Whatever you do, don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just give up, America. Give up, Christians. Drink your fluoride and die. Give in to Satan. Give in.
But as you know, there's been a long-term look-see, and it looks like it's becoming very serious from what I'm hearing. Investigate the investigators, whether it's Strzok and Page, whether it's Clapper, and whether it's Comey and all of these people, because terrible things went on for our country.
You just heard the president. The investigation is criminal, it's very serious, and what is about to come out is going to shock the world. And InfoWars was there before it all happened, telling you it was coming if we just continue to expose these criminals. And we'll be there while it unfolds. And we'll be there, thanks to your support, when the enemy strikes back. This is an ongoing battle, and your support is now more critical than ever.
I leave it all up to the people that are working with the Attorney General, who I don't know. But I will say this, I think you'll see things that nobody would have believed. This was the worst hoax in the history of our country.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Corporate media is telling us that we now hit the 50th anniversary of the internet, tracing it to a non-event, very carefully covering up any connections to the CIA, to DARPA, renaming the people, hiding the guy who actually named it 7 years earlier. We've got the Wall Street Journal saying, and you see this on the Drudge Report, tech giants have hijacked the web. Yeah, that's right. And it's time for a reboot. And you need to understand that this isn't something that just happened organically. While Washington looks to combat online monopolies, some innovators are developing new internet platforms to prevent monopolies from forming in the future. And, of course, we applaud that. We've had George Gilder talk about life after Google. As George Gilder is talking about this, he said all of these people, he characterized these people in Silicon Valley as neo-Marxists, and he's absolutely right. They're neo-Marxists in the economic sense. As he pointed out, Karl Marx's fundamental failure, error, was to focus on materialism, on production. He believed that the Industrial Revolution had given us unlimited supplies of material goods, and the only question was, how were we going to distribute them equitably? And in that sense, these people in the Silicon Valley are exactly the same way. They believe that their technology, that information technology, you know, that revolution, not the Industrial Revolution now, but the information revolution has given us infinite resources. And all that remains, or oh, should I say, given them infinite power, really, is what they're looking at. And all that remains is for it to be equitably transferred. And they will decide how that will be done. That's one of the reasons why they want universal basic income. That's to keep us pacified. They're going to give the jobs to automation. And it's going to be in every industry from top to bottom. Not just the people at the entry-level jobs, not just the blue-collar technicians. It's going to be white-collar jobs. It's going to be middle managers. It's going to be upper-level managers. In South Korea, they're saying that 60 to 70% of doctors and lawyers are going to be unemployed by 2030 with artificial intelligence. It's not just the robots, it's the AI. I don't know. I'm hoping that's not going to happen. we called to talk to, my wife called to get some information. I even forget who it was that she called. And she had it on speakerphone because she knew she was going to be on put on hold. And this very articulate AI came on and says, hello, I am so-and-so. I can understand speech. And I just immediately, my mind went back to A Kill a Mockingbird. And I said, well, hi, I'm Dell. I won the beautiful child contest. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you said. But anyway, there was an interesting dialogue that I had with the AI. And maybe that's the way we should all respond to it, with nonsense. Because it is nonsense what it's doing to us. And we should not go gently into this technocracy that was put forth by Elon Musk's grandfather, Haldeman. You know, he actually, I'll go into this story, not today. I've got too much to talk about today. Started talking about it on Friday, didn't have time. I said, I'll cover it on Monday. Today, I still don't have time. But I want to get into the real background, the real DNA of Elon Musk. He is a technocrat. From the get-go. He comes from people who think just like H.G. Wells, just like the character of H.G. Wells and The Shape of Things to Come, John Cabal. They think that they are the elite, that they should rule the world. They believe that they will rule the world. They will use their technology to rule you. His grandfather even created something called Technocracy Incorporated with a manifesto to get rid of politics and democracy. You know, because they knew better than everybody else. Canadian government banned the organization, put his grandfather on trial. He beat the rap and then hightailed it to South Africa. That's why Elon Musk comes from South Africa. We'll get into that another time, get into that in a little bit more detail. I want to focus on the pre-crime aspect and how the internet is being used. And in this article from the Wall Street Journal, just briefly, a couple of the quotes that they have here. Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg said at Georgetown University last week that big tech have decentralized power by putting it directly into people's hands. Do you really feel that way? It was a rope-a-dope, wasn't it? That's exactly the way these people operated. Oh, look, everything is free. You didn't see any ads at all for the longest time on YouTube, did you? And now you can't see any YouTube video without getting a ad about every 3 to 5 minutes. It's gotten to the point where I don't even want to watch it anymore. Not just because they completely pulled the plug on everything that I've done for years, but because it's become so commercialized. And now they're raking in the cash, and they're also being used to provide information for the government. Monopolies can't exist without the cooperation of government. As a matter of fact, government is probably the most effective way for a large corporation to assert its monopoly. Just make sure that the government understands just how dangerous this job is that you're doing. You know, whether it's the internet or whether it is just a local restaurant. Amateurs need not apply, right? So we've got to have government regulation. And that government regulation keeps new competitors from coming in. That's a key thing. And so when you had the hearings that were being conducted by little Marco Rubio, his concern was that they were going to censor the people that the U.S. government wanted censored and not the people that the Chinese government wanted censored. Marco Rubio is not at all concerned about free speech, and neither is Mark Zuckerberg. And this is not about decentralizing power. It is about exactly the opposite. It is about centralizing power. They're going to put it out there, make it for free, get you all in there. And then once they establish this as a core part of society, then they use it as a control tool. And as they point out, Wall Street Journal, they've actually centralized power around themselves. The internet is a corporate monopoly today, a corporate monopoly that is a private-public partnership with the government. The government wants control over your life, and you can see this in what is coming out with William Barr. Now, I understand William Barr is coming after the criminals who tried this coup against President Trump. And I think they need to be exposed. And I think it's interesting that even the nation is saying, let's not criticize what Barr is doing. This could shine the light on some very corrupt practices. And so kudos to them for being honest about that. And kudos to Barr for actually doing something about that. However, just because somebody in Washington does one thing right, it doesn't mean that they're not doing something extremely wrong and extremely dangerous. And that's exactly what Bill Barr is doing. Last Wednesday, Barr issued a memorandum to all U.S. attorneys, to all law enforcement agencies, and to top-ranking Justice Department officials announcing the imminent implementation of a new, quote, national disruption and early engagement program aimed at detecting potential mass shooters before they commit any crime. This obsession with mass shooting events. And of course, we always have to be concerned that these shooting events were allowed or even activated by government for a false flag. But these mass shooting events are now being used not just for red flag laws that William Barr loves, but for something far darker and more sinister. We'll talk more about that when we come back.
My name is Bethelman. I work for my father, Lucifer. And he doesn't like the fact that God gave you all families and children. And so, we want to tell you something right now, Christian countries. We took control of you over 100 years ago. We've been spiking your water with fluoride to lower your fertility and to hurt you. And it's worked so well. But now, because of liability and because of people warning inside the government what's happening, the Journal of American Medical Association and others are admitting what we've done. And it makes me so angry. So whatever you do, just stay in that haze and drink fluoride and give it to your children. And don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn about the iodine conspiracy and get 60% off on X2 and X3 together with BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. Submit to us.
InfoWarsStore.com. Please listen to this information because it can save your life and it can save the life of others. There couldn't be more critical information for your physical body. God's more important when it comes to your soul, but this is most important when it comes to your body. If people didn't know that you put motor oil in a car's oil container to lube the engine, they might be able to be conned and think you put salt water in it, but it would seize up the engine pretty much instantly. Well, if they put fluoride in the human body, it causes cancer, dumbs us down, and destroys fertility. If you put the good halogen in the body, high-quality iodine, it's like putting good, high-quality motor oil in the car that's supposed to run on it. It's that simple. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com and find out why the globalists hope that you do not research this information. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, research iodine deficiency. It's the key to everything. And then go and take advantage of the 60% off combo with our two different types of high-quality iodine and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com today. Here are the facts. Iodine raises IQ and across the board makes you more healthy in thousands of top studies, including the American Medical Journal. Every type of fluoride lowers IQ, massively increases cancer, and destroys fertility. That's the facts. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. And then once you've learned about it, protect yourself and your family. The reason I'm so hot on this is the globalists put the fluoride in the water while making sure we don't get the iodine. In China, they put the iodine in the water and ban the fluoride because they've already got their people under their control. The globalists are targeting us here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, experience iodine and BioTrue Selenium that goes with it together. And then once you see the great results, warn others. This is the Achilles heel of the globalist. It's a win-win situation. The only way you lose is not taking action. Take action now.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we're talking about the origins of the internet, how the corporate media is lying to you, saying this is the 50th anniversary, covering up any connections to intelligence agencies and to DARPA, to the military. Understand that they are, as they have established the monopoly, they've got their actors that they help to put into business, people like Facebook that they help to fund. You know, we have not only corporations like Excel, venture capital firms like that, like Incutel, that gave money to these internet startups, but you also have the Atlantic Council, with connections to Burisma, to Biden, and to this guy who just made the accusations against President Trump. Yeah, it's all part of this Washington establishment trying to seek control and monitor every aspect of our lives. And that's one of the concerns that I have with Bill Barr. I want to see the right things done. I want to see justice done in terms of the attempted coup. But there is so much injustice in the Department of Justice, quote unquote. I mean, come on. Look at all of the different political prisoners. I mean, just look at Julian Assange, but I've covered so many others. And quite frankly, we've got another article I'm going to get to later about a new medical kidnapping also being done by in Boston. You know, we've had Marty Gottesfeld. We've talked to his wife multiple times. He blew the whistle on that and for his trouble, blowing the whistle on medical kidnapping. And it's not the first time or only time that's been done. Now it's been done again at Harvard. For that, he was convicted, and he's been whisked off to a communications management unit where we stifle any communication from our political dissidents. Same thing they did to Schaefer Cox. Meanwhile, they will know everything about you. They will know everything that you think, everything that you say and do. And what are they going to do with that information? Well, it's starting to get very, very dangerous now. Because William Barr has directed the Department of Justice and the FBI to lead an effort to refine our ability to identify, assess, and engage potential mass shooters before they strike. It's pre-crime. As pointed out by Whitney Webb in his article that you'll find on Zero Hedge. Barr has also requested those who receive the memorandum send their best and brightest to a training conference that's going to be coming up in December, where Department of Justice, FBI, and private sector partners, they can't do this without the private people who have been given by them, given control of the internet. See, the private corporations, and I continue to see this by the Conservative Heritage Foundation, invited to that garden party by President Trump to talk about internet censorship. Heritage Foundation, biggest conservative think tank, sent multiple people there, and they're downplaying it. Said, we don't want any regulation of these guys that we, you know, that have been put in place by DARPA and the CIA. We don't want any regulation. That's just the private enterprise. These guys are just geniuses. Geniuses. They were allowed to operate for decades without turning a profit. And now that the hammer has dropped, now that the control mechanisms are being exposed, now they're raking in the cash now, like Google, YouTube, others. So they're going to have their best private sector companies, you know, the velvet glove over the iron fist of DARPA and the CIA. Barr's frank admission, writes Whitney Webb, that many of the early engagement tactics, quote unquote, that the new program would utilize were born of the posture we adopted with respect to terrorist threats, going back to 9/11 and the war on terror, referencing that. You know, the war on terror policies that have largely targeted individuals abroad, you know, like FISA, for example, put there because from their very inception, the CIA and the NSA were spying on Americans without warrants. And so Barr says, these newly developed tactics will include the use of clinical psychologists, threat assessment professionals, intervention teams, and community groups to detect risk. He also writes that when the public says something, we must do something. There you go. How different is Barr from Janet Napolitano and these authoritarian Democrats? They're not. They're all authoritarians. See something? Say something. Got to have you snitch. And when you snitch, we will do something. We will do something. That's right. It's the seesaw of tyranny. Barr also suggests likely courses of actions that would follow the identification of an individual as, quote, a potential mass shooter. That person could get detention, presumably, I guess, without any due process, because, you know, we don't need to have, don't need to bother with warrants or any of that kind of stuff. So you could get, if somebody points you out, somebody in the United Stasi of America points you out, they see something, they suspect something. Folks, this is not a projection. This is not a theory. This is the way that it operates right now with CPS across this country. A neighbor thinks that something is untoward going on in your family. They see children actually outside playing in the yard during the day. Whoa. Call CPS on those homeschoolers, right? Not even talking about sexual or physical abuse. I mean, that's usually not even the case. Very, very small minorities, I pointed out. Less than 15% of the cases, is that even an accusation? Far smaller number of those, is that actually proven? Because you typically don't have any presumption of innocence. They just take the kids and do the due process later, like President Trump said. You take the guns, you do the due process later. We got to get people who are potentially criminals. And so, you know, we got to get the kids out of these families. They're already detaining kids and not telling the parents why they took the kids. You're not allowed to know. They're going to run the clock out. They can keep the kids for 15 months. Then they get to put them in their system. They get federal money for doing that and so forth. What do you think is going to happen? There'll probably be some kind of a time limit if they can detain you because of suspicion for a certain amount of time. They can probably institutionalize you for an indefinite period of time. And there's going to be a whole new industry created to make profit out of that. And the federal government will just love that because they can easily sweep away anybody who is a dissident just by accusing them, Soviet style, of being insane. So you identify somebody or somebody in your neighborhood, the community, says, I think that person's a potential mass shooter. Oh, okay. Well, we got detention, or we've got court-ordered mental health treatment, or we got electronic monitoring and many other measures that we can throw at these people. Due process? Nah, forget about that. Huffington Post. Oh, you would think that they would hate everything that Bill Barr does, right? No, they thought this was long overdue. Applauding Bill Barr for his pre-crime initiative. Yeah, they're smart enough not to let politics and partisanship get in the way of their agenda. And their agenda is one of statism and authoritarianism. And we better not let partisanship or loyalty to any particular political candidate get in the way of our agenda of individual liberty and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. We're just the opposite of Huffington Post. Since becoming Attorney General, as Whitney points out, Barr has spearheaded numerous efforts to this end, including pushing for a government backdoor into consumer apps that and devices that utilize encryption. And for a dramatic increase of longstanding yet controversial warrantless electronic surveillance programs. Look, folks, he's trying to make this warrantless surveillance permanent. Permanent. I reported that. It's not increasing it. Yeah, he's increasing it, but he wants to make it permanent. Pretend that it is now legal. Barr went on to say that, quote, warrant-proof encryption is seriously impairing our ability to monitor and combat domestic and foreign terrorists. They don't want warrants. They don't bother with warrants. It sounds really nice, doesn't it? Warrantless, warrant-proof encryption. Yeah, even if we get a warrant, we can't read your mail. Since when have they bothered to get a warrant for anything that they do? This is what we need to be concerned about, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together. Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, The bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com. It is now an admitted fact. Fluoride added to the water has caused tens of millions of Americans to be brain damaged and to have infertility and low IQs. And it doesn't matter if the Journal of American Medical Association comes out and says it's terrible. Still, the cities put it in the water because the ruling globalists want you and your family poisoned and stupid. And they sure don't want you to know about the good halogen, iodine, that absolutely increases IQ and fertility and makes life so wonderful and opens up your consciousness, your mind, everything. Thank God. Thank God. I discovered this 8 years ago. Of course, the enemy knows all about it, and they hope you don't discover it. They hope you just roll over and die. So whatever you do, don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get 60% off right now on the Wake Up the World to the Iodine Conspiracy Combo. 60% off with X2 and X3 together with your bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Whatever you do, don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just give up, America. Give up, Christians. Drink your fluoride and die. Give in to Satan. Give in.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Phony impeachment hearings, while we have the Russiagate coup, while we have the back and forth about Syria and the assassination of this leader, the wag the dog going on about that. What is happening quietly under the surface? That's what I want to point out to you. You know, we've had the red flag gun laws. That was floated, talked about briefly, then they, cover that up. They move on to other subjects. We get very alarmed because we've got unelectable demagogues like Robert Francis O'Rourke, who goes by the name of Beto, saying he's going to take all the guns. He's never going to do that. He'll never get elected. He'll create a civil war. You know, he and Eric Swalwell, just radicals trying to appeal to a radicalized base, saying they're going to take the guns. But that gets all the attention, and people go, overlook what Trump and Barr have said about red flag gun laws. While quietly, HARPA. Remember HARPA? I'm going to harp on that a little bit. Remember HARPA, the thing that was being sold by Democrats to Ivanka Trump, and she was selling it to Daddy? A very, very dangerous control mechanism. That's another level added to the red flag, take the guns and do the due process later. And let's give people we'll profile people and identify them as being psychologically troubled so we can then whisk them away to Arkham Asylum or wherever, right? And now we've just had a treaty signed, essentially. It's not a treaty. It's a data access agreement. A treaty would have to be ratified by the Senate. On October the 3rd, AG Barr and the UK Home Secretary, Priti Patel, signed a data access agreement that allows both countries to demand electronic data from about consumers from tech companies based in the other country without any legal restrictions. Think about that. How has this operated? Like I said, they use the beard, the distraction of saying, this is not me, this is not the government, this is a private company. And how has this worked for decades? Since the middle of the 20th century, as the NSA and the CIA were eavesdropping on phone conversations without warrants, they created this warrantless legal prevarication saying, well, if we just get the PIN numbers of people, you know, that's and we ask AT&T for this information, you know, that's all that information about these phone calls, that belongs to AT&T. It doesn't belong to the consumers. And so we can get all that information about who they called and how long they talked and so forth. We can get that. We don't have to ask the customers. And that's not officially listening to their phone conversation, right? And now that is extended to the same principle as what's going on with the internet. Because as we've heard Hayden say, we're not listening to your conversation. We're not reading your email. We're getting the metadata. The metadata is equivalent to the PIN information that they used to get on the phone calls. But newsflash, they can get more information out of the metadata than they can from actually listening to your phone conversation. They don't have the capability to process that as quickly as they can the metadata, but the metadata tells them everything they need to know. And so, but the principle is that these companies own that information about you. You don't own that information. So all the government has to do is strong arm these companies. Very easy to do when you got AT&T conducting business, having a government sanctioned monopoly. They don't want to lose that. These companies are being leaned on very heavily by the government. It's not because the government is going to break them up. It's not because the government's going to control them. It's not because the government's going to make free them put their public square back into one that supports free speech. No, they're leaning on them simply to get leverage on them, to get them to do what they want. They've already given them legal immunity. That's why we had CISPA so many times. They also called it ACTA, PIPA, SOPA. U.S. and European countries came up with a number of bills that would basically give legal immunity to corporations who violate your privacy and turn that information over to the government, saying they cannot be sued by you for spying on you. Eventually, they got CISA through. They took the P out because they didn't want you to know who they were protecting. And so now they've created the Cloud Act, is the acronym they have, Clarifying Overseas Use of Data Act. The Cloud Act. And Barr and Patel are actually claiming the data access agreement will enhance civil liberties. Yes, the same way that the Patriot Act was patriotic, right? No, it puts a cloud over privacy, a cloud over all this. They're going to get any content, any metadata, any subscriber information. Just turn it over. I don't need any legal process here. I just demand it because it's in the other country now, right? And because it's also owned by a private corporation. Private corporation owns that data about you. You don't own that. And it's in another country. So we don't have to file any kind of legal process to get that information out. And when you look at this, one of their justifications for this, of course, is pedophilia. Is this why they blew the whistle on their buddy, Jeffrey Epstein? So they could create a high-profile case, a crisis, and offer this as a solution? Because remember, as I pointed out, Jeffrey Epstein was also heavily invested in pre-crime technology. He had funded a company called Carbine 911. I've talked about this before. Along with former Israeli Prime Minister and his close friend Ehud Barak. And, of course, Carbine 911 is an Israeli intelligence company that will take your 9/11 call and use that to do a complete data profile on you. They say we're going to improve the response time, but actually what it does is it uses that emergency call. It analyzes all past and present behavior of the callers, reacts accordingly, and then predicts future information. And then, you know, feed that into the pre-crime process. And the interesting thing is that you know, Epstein invested at least $1 million in Carbine 911 through a data mining company that he also controlled. So when you look at this Carbine 911, you look at these other, many other companies that do this type of thing, and you look at this new Cloud Act, do you understand how, as you're distracted by the theater that is going on in Washington all the time, how these people are quietly putting in a massive technocratic web of surveillance to control you? You ought to be afraid about that. You ought to do something about that. It's not going to happen in Washington, quite frankly. I mean, these people are going to, they're going to throw you some bones, and you'll have a show trial. You might even have some people lose their pension. I don't think you're going to see anybody go to jail, and they certainly aren't going to control, changing these control structures that they got in place. Meanwhile, under the radar, they're going to be doing this type of thing. As we look at what is happening elsewhere in America, amazing story came out. This actually happened back at the end of August. It's just now surfaced. The first United Nations conference that was conducted outside of New York City. They have conferences there all the time. This one went to Salt Lake City. And one individual who went there to get information about this was told, the person who spoke to them, and we got video of this we're going to play. We don't have enough time in this segment. Was told, no, this is a UN event. This is an international, event. It's international territory, I should say. I referred to the building as a compound, said it's now international territory. This is, the UN stated that the U.S. was outside of the doors of this event, and they, denied this person any access to it during the conference. That should tell you something about where the UN is coming from. And it should tell you something about the various agendas that they're pushing on us. And we're going to tell you a lot about that when we come back. We're going to play that clip for you. Before we hit the commercial break, folks, I just want to remind you of what funds this program. And we're funded by the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great, safe, natural, effective products at tremendous discounts right now. 40 to 70% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. And, of course, the Patriot points are going to give you discounts on future purchases. We got things like Survival Shield X-ray Nascent Iodine, 70% off. We got some of our newest products like VasoBeat, our vasodilator that is made out of beet juice. Natural, safe, and very effective, 50% off. We have preparedness products like the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, 40% off. We have survival foods up to 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off all products there. Folks, we really do appreciate your support, and we need your support. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college, and it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever, but only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up, and that's why they put it in the water, and they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline and lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
Please listen to this information because it can save your life and it can save the life of others. There couldn't be more critical information for your physical body. God's more important when it comes to your soul, but this is most important when it comes to your body. If people didn't know that you put motor oil in a car's oil container to lube the engine, they might be able to be conned and think you put salt water in it, but it would seize up the engine pretty much instantly. Well, if they put fluoride in the human body, it causes cancer, dumbs us down, and destroys fertility. If you put the good halogen in the body, high-quality iodine, it's like putting good, high-quality motor oil in the car that's supposed to run on it. It's that simple. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com and find out why the globalists hope that you do not research this information. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, research iodine deficiency. It's the key to everything. And then go and take advantage of the 60% off combo with our two different types of high quality iodine and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, I talk a lot about UN's Agenda 2030. The UN's got a lot of agendas. They've got an agenda to get rid of all borders. The drug war was originally a UN agenda. It has basically corrupted our police. It has destroyed justice in our courts. It has eradicated the Bill of Rights. It has locked up more people than any other nation in history, both as an absolute number and as a percentage of our population. And yet, conservatives, it's done nothing, nothing to reduce drug use and addiction. Nothing. Because that's not a law enforcement issue. And when you start thinking that everything, you treat everything as if it's a nail and you use a hammer on it, right, you're going to break a lot of things. Well, we broke our justice system, our prison system, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our police, with this United Nations war on drugs. They created it 10 years before Richard Nixon. And they were very vocal in pushing back as some of the states said, well, I think we're going to let people have access to medical marijuana. You can't do that, said the UN. Can't do it. And, of course, they also have the agendas for gun control, for population replacement and so forth, but also Agenda 2030. We have a very important story about President Trump. GM, Fiat Chrysler, and Toyota are now siding with the Trump administration against California's push to remove all automobiles. And this is coming to a head very quickly. We had Chuck Schumer propose, as I pointed out last week and talked about it in greater detail yesterday, and I'll continue to talk about it until it gets more attention, the cash for cronies, cash for his political friends, subsidizing you to turn over your gas and diesel cars and buy electric vehicles that people won't buy voluntarily from his friends. $462 billion, Chuck Schumer said, vote for Democrats and we'll make this happen. Yeah, you vote for Democrats, they will make that happen. And so that's part of the UN 2030 agenda. It was Agenda 21. Sometime in the 21st century, they said, we're going to confine everybody in the cities. Well, you know, that's part of the way of confining you in the cities is to make sure you can't get out. You can't commute. You can't live in the suburbs. That's urban sprawl. We got to stop that, say the Marxist urban planners. So what does it look like when the UN comes to your city? Well, we saw this for the first time. First time they got out of New York City. What did they do in Salt Lake City? Here's a report as a reporter confronted them on their Agenda 2030 conference in Salt Lake City.
Is it okay you turn off the camera, Dennis?
Oh, turn off the camera?
Yeah.
Do I not have a right to have the camera?
I'm not giving you permission to check my face, so.
Okay, are you a public servant?
I'm a United Nations Security Officer.
Okay.
Oh, it's over, I'm a UN Security Officer.
This is my city, and so I have a right to film.
This is United Nations compound?
This is a United Nations compound.
A United Nations compound?
Yes.
This is a compound?
Yeah. Since Sunday evening, we took over this compound. This is international territory. When you step outside...
Since Sunday we took this over, this is now a UN compound.
Yes, international territory. This is UN.
When we step outside, that's the U.S. But this is a UN compound.
Nations claims to be the champion of your human rights. Here, they are boasting about how they love the freedom of the press. But notice that in the UN Declaration of Human Rights, they claim the power to deny you any of your rights at their discretion if it doesn't fit their agenda. There were thousands of cameras filming the United Nations that day, activists, journalists, and citizens. But as soon as their security saw that one activist was speaking against the UN's agenda, she was targeted, just like the UN's Declaration on Human Rights says that they have a loophole for. Let's recap what you just saw. The UN set up a compound in the middle of Salt Lake City. The UN says they took over the building. The UN stated that the taxpayer-funded Salt Lake Palace was now international territory where U.S. rights don't apply. The UN stated that the United States was outside the doors of the Salt Palace. And the UN, who at best should have been a guest of Salt Lake, instead acted like an invader and denied a U.S. citizen their First Amendment rights.
All right, we've got to take a break. You understand how this is working? I've got a couple of videos up at Libertarian, my Twitter account. You can find it at libertarian.com as well, talking about how the UN is destroying families as well.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You just saw that video that was taken by a group called Defending Utah. You can get more of that full video at defendingutah.com. A journalist trying to video the conference. The conference was an Agenda 2030 conference. And that is the UN agenda to essentially lock you into mega cities where you will be, your every move will be watched and monitored, just as Google is doing with Sidewalk Labs in Toronto. Yeah, they've got a test case for this. Google isn't content to just control you on cyberspace and to watch everything that you're doing on cyberspace. They want to do it on physical space as well. And they always sell it as an environmental sustainability issue, right? That's the way they sell this tyranny. They package it that way. And so you had a lot of lefty liberals in Toronto say, oh, yeah, this is great. Let's make this sustainable. We're going to have a green little test here. They call it Sidewalk Labs. They set up a small area there in Toronto. And then as some of these people looked at this, they said, wait a minute, this is nothing but complete surveillance by a corporation, and they're going to make money off of this. And so they hated it because of that. They're going to make money off of this. I hate it because they're partners with government. It's a private-public partnership for tyranny. Sold as being green, and that's exactly what the smart city initiatives are everywhere, and it comes from the UN. I can tell you, I see the UN is the seminal Satan behind all of this stuff that I have seen over the years. Whether it's universal gun registration, the UN arms trade treaty, creating the false flags with the gun walker programs of both the Bush administration and the Obama administration. They called it fast and furious during Obama's administration. But the gun walker thing went through both administrations. It's bipartisan because they're both globalists. And they were going to set up a false flag operation. The New York Times even called it a false flag operation. It was so obvious that even they called it a false flag. It blew up in their face when a federal agent was killed with some of the weapons that they were shipping over. They wanted to create a problem because they already had a solution. If you got small arms going across borders, you know, it's our fault. It's our fault that the arms are going across the border. So we have to put an ID on every weapon, every piece of ammunition, and every gun owner. That was the UN's solution to that, the UN Arms Trade Treaty. We've got the treaties to replace population. You know, we got declining demographics because they've sold their social agenda, their cultural agenda, because they've pushed birth control and abortions to such an extent that we have a declining population. So the solution is we've got to have mass migration. That's coming from the UN as well. But before we leave the 2030 agenda, we have now, in this back-and-forth fight between the Trump administration and California, California is taking the lead in trying to make sure that you lose your mobility. Well, not completely. They will make sure they give you mobility that they control, that they track. This has always been the process for several decades now. City planners, urban planners, you always hear them talk about, we hate urban sprawl, we hate these commuters, we hate the suburbs, we've got to get everybody locked up in the cities again, right? And they try to sell that via environmentalism. And so now they've got a way to do it with the UN. They've got a partnership, and they've got a deadline. These people are for real. You know, it's not a wish list, but someday they would like to see this happen. No, they got a date certain, 2030, because they know that we're in the middle of a fourth turning. It's going to be finished by about that time. And this is what their final approach, their final solution, their utopia, your dystopia is going to look like. Every little government bureaucrat, and I've talked about this before, even in Raleigh, even before the Soviet Union fell, we had in conservative Raleigh, North Carolina, we had a town council member who, like Bernie Sanders, went to the Soviet Union before they fell and was just so excited. She came back and she said, these people in Moscow, they can go anywhere for a nickel. And we need that here in Raleigh. It's like, seriously, we don't have that kind of population density, and we don't want that kind of population density, and we don't want to lose everything so that we can get on a government-controlled subway for a nickel. It costs you everything. But they were always putting out light rail, monorail, buses, anything that they could control. And now the mechanism that they can control, they think, are going to be autonomous cars. Now, in order for these autonomous cars to work, they're going to have to put in the 5G network. All of this. This is why this is all coming together. And they've got to get the cars off the road. How are they going to do it? Well, again, they go back to saving the planet. It's all about the air. We got to, you know, clean the air. And that's what California is doing. So they've got tighter restrictions than the rest of the country. And they're using those restrictions, along with the Obama administration, to enact controls on emission controls on gasoline and diesel engines that will essentially make them illegal. The Trump administration, bless his heart, doing the right thing on this, pushing back against this. And you had Ford and Honda side with California against President Trump. Now we've had GM, Fiat Chrysler, and Toyota come out and side with the Trump administration over this. Now, this is interesting. You got a split in the auto industry. Led by the Association of Global Automakers, these three companies have now come down. It came out yesterday, and on Monday they said they're siding with the Trump administration against California, Ford, and Honda. They separately cut a deal to obey what California has to say. And, of course, this is a plan to completely eliminate anything other than electronic vehicles. And Chuckie Schumer came out with a $460 billion plan to pay the automakers, to pay the consumers, to get you to destroy your cars that really give you autonomy so that you can go with the cars that they call autonomous. Now, an automobile means that you are self-mobile, and they want you to have your transportation tracked and controlled and ability to shut it down. Once they set up this 5G network to control autonomous cars, track you everywhere, watch everything that you're doing, listen and monitor to everything that you say everywhere, in both cyberspace and physical space, then they have everything they need to implement the social credit system that has already been implemented in China. That has been the blueprint from the get-go. And then the other aspect of this is the UN's mass migration and population replacement program. And we can see this best in Sweden, where literally the Stockholm syndrome has literally taken place in Sweden. As RT reports, no, Sweden, hand grenade attacks are not simply an image problem. What? What are they talking about? Well, you know, it's not mass shootings in Sweden. It's mass hand grenade attacks that are being carried out by the migrants that they brought in massive numbers in 2015. Stockholm was shaken by three explosions in one night last week, but the blast didn't even make headlines. The country's government seems to be more concerned with downplaying the problem instead of tackling it. One of the targets, a Syrian Orthodox church, a Christian church, had already been bombed twice in the past year. In Sweden, explosions no longer even make the news. In 2018, there were 162 bombings that were reported. 93 were reported in just the first 5 months of this year, 30 more than during the same period in 2018. That means if it was 60 and it's now 90, that's a 50% increase. The level of attacks is extreme in a country that's not at war, said the crime commissioner. At least 19 cars are burned, barbershop rocked by explosions in a Stockholm suburb. The use of hand grenades is a purely Swedish phenomenon as well. The hand grenades are sold in Sweden for only about $100 a piece. Now, you talk about AK-47s. Hey, they've got hand grenades that the immigrants are using there. Only three hand grenades were thrown in Kosovo between 2013 and 2014. Most of these hand grenades are coming from the former Yugoslavia. But now 20 have been used in Sweden every year since 2015, when the massive migration began. And so you've had a uptake in rapes, an uptake in shootings, an uptake in arson and hand grenades. And of course, the government doesn't even want to talk about it. One former CEO of a massive trucking company, Scania, has warned that Sweden is headed towards a civil war because of the migrants there. The migrants with hand grenades, with guns, with Molotov cocktails, who are raping in unprecedented numbers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars presents Alex Jones.
In August of 2019, JAMA, or the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious, came out and said, oh my gosh, just a little bit of fluoride in the water causes lowered IQs, massive infertility, and a lot of babies die in the womb, and it causes cancer. That was just one of thousands of studies admitting this. You know, it's illegal to have even one part per billion in the water in places like California unless it's part of adding fluoride. And then they have a waiver and can add thousands of deadly chemicals to your water because the liberals love you and they want to sexualize your children. So whatever you do, drink lots of fluoride and don't get the thing that counters it, iodine, at InfoWarsStore.com. Drink fluoride and die. Drink fluoride, dirty Americans, and roll over. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com and get high-quality iodine to counter it. No, roll over and die, dirty Americans.
InfoWars.com/show.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
My name is Bethlehem. I work for my father, Lucifer. And he doesn't like the fact that God gave you all families and children. And so we want to tell you something right now, Christian countries. We took control of you over 100 years ago. We've been spiking your water with fluoride to lower your fertility and to hurt you. And it's worked so well. But now, because of liability and because of people warning inside the government what's happening, The Journal of American Medical Association and others are admitting what we've done. And it makes me so angry. So whatever you do, just stay in that haze and drink fluoride and give it to your children. And don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn about the iodine conspiracy and get 60% off on X2 and X3 together with BioCrew Selenium from the mustard seed. Submit to us. InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So, again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about that. The deception. I think when I look at this, we've now got the hero dog that has now surfaced. And as I tweet out, I think we are now are wagging the dog literally. And I think President Trump actually gave us a little bit of a wink. We're going to talk about what he actually said about that. But let's go back and remind everybody about that time when Obama killed Osama. Let's play video clip number 6.
I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. Last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date.
Okay, and of course, his body was treated with the utmost respect after they killed him and buried, according to Islamic tradition, at sea. And that was one of the signal lies that tipped everybody off that this was a fraud, quite frankly. Not everybody. A lot of people. I mean, we had movies done about this. We got Neil Cavuto interviewing the people who say that they took him out. Of course, we had a Chinook helicopter incident that followed not too long after that, unfortunately, to a lot of the people that were there, that could tell us otherwise over a period of time. But, when we look at what happened, and we go back to 2011, 8 years ago, what happened to his body, asked BBC. Well, U.S. officials say that bin Laden's body was treated with respect and buried at sea. But Muslims argued at the time there was no reason to not bury it on land. They said there is no tradition for burying bodies at sea. And yet, we were also told that he was immediately identified. We had his head was pieced together for identification, says the ex-Navy SEAL who said that he was the one who killed him. He said, bin Laden's head split open, and he dropped, and I put another bullet in his head just for insurance. Because you never know if he's going to be like one of these zombie movies or something. After you split his head open, he might jump up and start attacking you again, right? And so we also had McRaven, and this is significant because McRaven, the guy who came after President Trump last week, said that President Trump needed to be removed for the good of the nation. And, of course, everybody was trumpeting McRaven as the head of the Navy SEALs, who was the guy who got bin Laden. It was McRaven. Now, you might also remember McRaven as the guy who said, we got to stop talking so much about kinetic operations. Everybody thinks about the SEALs as kinetic operations, jumping out of helicopters and shooting people and so forth. But we got to get back to our roots. Our roots are PSYOPs. That's how Special Forces began, and we got to get back to that. That's really got to be the ground stay of this organization. And so he was doing a PSYOP last week as part of the deep state to remove President Trump. And, of course, he also went on and talked up the bin Laden raid, saying, he was taken out with a couple of rounds. The beard was a little bit shorter than we expected. We knew he was about 6'4". So I looked around. I saw some young SEAL. I said, son, how tall are you? He said, well, I'm about 6'2". So I said, lay down next to him. And sure enough, bin Laden was a couple of inches taller. So I went back and reported to the president that we still need to do some DNA, but I was pretty certain that it was bin Laden. And so the president said to McRaven, well, we had $60 million for a helicopter, and you don't have $10 for a tape measure? Oh, but they immediately identified him with DNA, and then they gave him a proper burial at sea. And, you know, we actually kind of joked about this yesterday. We were talking, taking calls from some of the listeners. I said, do you believe that this is they really got Baghdadi, or was this a brilliant move by President Trump to shut down the criticism? And somebody said, well, if they say they buried him at sea, I think we know that it's false. And guess what? Lo and behold, headlines, they have buried Baghdadi at sea. But we also had, again, Saturday Night Live, Saturday before this announcement, Saturday Night Live had already set up a sketch to mock President Trump. Said, yeah, he's bringing back jobs to ISIS. And this is how this came down. You had, again, Alec Baldwin continuing in his probably 111th turn as President Trump. So great to see a young Trump supporter, he said. And where are you from, son? New Mexico? No, I'm from ISIS, Davidson. I was a prisoner in Syria until last week when you freed me. Well, I just want to say thank you for bringing back jobs to ISIS. And I promise that I'll make ISIS great again. And then Alec Baldwin says, terrific. What a great guy. ISIS is back in a big, big way. And we love that. Yeah, that's exactly the narrative that was being sold by the establishment media. And so when I look at this, you got to ask yourself, did Trump look at this whole thing and say, oh, we can kill somebody too, same way that Obama did? And now, if you go back to, again, Wag the Dog, as I talked about that briefly yesterday, that movie that was done a little just before Bill Clinton did his move. You know, the premise of the movie was that the president is caught molesting a Girl Scout in the Oval Office. And so he launches a phony war that doesn't really happen, and they have a hero who gets left behind. His name is Schuman. You know, because they got to keep this narrative going. You know, it's a big deal at first. And then the media starts to get distracted by other stories. So they've got to sex it up. So he's left behind. And then he shows up and he's got a shirt that's got holes in it that they decode with Morse code. Have courage, Mom, or something like that, right? And so he keeps this thing going. They're going to have a hostage to keep this going for the election because he's in political trouble. And so then the other side realizes the whole thing is a lie. And so they put out a story saying, he's now been rescued. And so the thing goes back and forth. Both sides know that the other side is lying, and they keep inventing new aspects to this narrative. And so now President Trump has got, he tweets out today, we have a declassified, a picture of the wonderful dog. You cannot see this Belgian dog. I mean, you know, it's his identity is top secret. We don't want ISIS knowing who this dog is. His name, however, has not been declassified. Well, we've now had some people leak that name. But I was just thinking, you know, if he's going to wag the dog, and, you know, President Trump is the only president in my memory that hasn't had a pet, I think he could really make this work. I think what he needs to do is he needs to bring this dog to the White House and make it his official pet slash guard dog, right? I think that'd be a brilliant move. As many people have said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. And I think that probably apply to if you want somebody to watch your back, get one of these dogs as well. We got more on that when we come back. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds and hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have it. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that living defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and living defense is over the top good. Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have 2 different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and 2 other types because some people need all 3 types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
But as you know, there's been a long-term look-see, and it looks like it's becoming very serious from what I'm hearing. Investigate the investigators, whether it's Strzok and Page, whether it's Clapper, and whether it's Comey and all of these people, because terrible things went on for our country.
You just heard the president. The investigation is criminal, it's very serious, and what is about to come out is going to shock the world. And InfoWars was there before it all happened, telling you it was coming if we just continue to expose these criminals. And we'll be there while it unfolds. And we'll be there, thanks to your support, when the enemy strikes back. This is an ongoing battle, and your support is now more critical than ever.
I leave it all up to the people that are working with the Attorney General, who I don't know. But I will say this, I think you'll see things that nobody would have believed. This was the worst hoax in the history of our country.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
full of his elite military team, Sergeant William Schuman, the old shoe.
What do you say we line up the president for the Peace Prize?
Hey, our job ends on Election Day.
Oh, yes, but come on.
Just for the symmetry of the thing?
That's right.
Oh, if Kissinger can win the Peace Prize, I wouldn't be surprised to wake up and find out I'd won the Preakness.
Well, yes, but our guy did bring peace.
Yeah, but there wasn't a war.
All the greater accomplishment.
So it did win war, yeah, but there wasn't even a war. All the greater accomplishment to win the war when there isn't one, right? And when I look at this, I'm not really criticizing President Trump. I think it's a brilliant move. It's kind of what the Democrats have done. You know, they've projected their corruption in Ukraine and Russia and China on President Trump, trying to do this coup. And so it's about time we make them play by their own rules. You know, if Obama can get away with a phony assassination of Osama bin Laden, then so can President Trump. And they're not going to do anything about it. Why? Because nobody in Washington criticizes the military-industrial complex. If the military did it, it's a victory, and we got to talk about how badass it is. That's exactly what's going on right now. And so he's got Baghdadi killed by a dog. I mean, that really rubs their nose in it for the Muslims, doesn't it? He was killed by a dog. Great job in capturing and killing the leader of ISIS, says President Trump, as he wags the dog there, the dog that killed him. And then, of course, he has also shut down the criticism on his Syria policy, killed by literally wagging that dog, and they're not going to come back on that, not at all. And you know, if you remember the movie, the guy Schuman, you know, is a bit of a problem for them, because it turned out, you know, as Woody Harrelson played the character, it turns out that this guy Schuman, I think if I remember correctly, he was in prison or something, an alcoholic, he was not the kind of guy they wanted for a war hero, right? And this is actually perfect, because you can just show a dog here. This dog isn't going to embarrass President Trump. The dog can't talk. He can't say anything untoward. I think President Trump needs to adopt him, bring him back to the White House. It'd be a great photo op. I mean, he could even call him. You know, they had, as they were building this up, they had everybody putting shoes up on trees and everything, because, you know, the original narrative was that Schuman was captured. You know, so they say, yeah, he was left behind like an old shoe. Let's go back and get Schuman. And they even had Willie Nelson do a little bit of a song, play a little bit of that song from Willie Nelson, Good Old Shoe, that he wrote for this. Yeah, good old blues song about good old shoe left behind. You know, President Trump could bring this dog back, and he could call him Schuman. His name's classified, right? Well, give him another name. Give him an alias. You know, keep his real name classified so nobody finds out where he lives. And he could tell everybody, yeah, he just called him Schuman. It doesn't have anything to do with the movie Wag the Dog. It's just named after the composer, you know. Add a little bit of class to the White House there. As we take that down, the dog whose name and breed remain unknown, that was what we were being told yesterday, a special breed of dog. The dog is a war veteran and a valued member of the team. He's the one who actually killed Baghdadi. And now, though, we've had, as always happens in Washington, unfortunately, his name, his classified name, has been leaked to Newsweek. I wonder if Adam Schiff found out. His name is actually Conan. But the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, the guy who just put out that 52-page report talking about how climate change is the biggest threat faced by the military, that guy says that the dog is still in theater. Yes, I know. But a little bit of a double entendre there, isn't it? Nevertheless, I know that's military terminology there, but I think the dog still is in theater. I think we are all in theater here. And I'll tell you why. Let's go to the next phase of this, which is we got a couple of different people, including White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, saying that Baghdadi has been given a proper burial at sea. And here's the clip of Robert O'Brien saying that, video clip number one.
The president said it played out like a movie. Did you guys see al-Baghdadi?
I'm not letting folks know what we saw or didn't see in the Situation Room. Those technical capabilities are something I'm not going to talk about today. But I can tell you we did have U.S. forces had eyes on Baghdadi, and we confirmed his death, and then we took DNA and confirmed the DNA from previous samples that we had.
And is his body still in custody?
His body will be disposed of properly. To the extent that we have, as the president said, he died blowing up the toggle on his vest.
Do you imagine we will follow the same protocol we followed with Osama bin Laden?
I would expect that to be the case.
Oh, yes. And according to two U.S. defense officials, he has been buried at sea. Yes. This is exactly paralleling Obama. You've got the picture of everybody looking at the raid, just like we saw. You know, you had Hillary Clinton clutching her pearls in the Obama versus Osama picture that was out there that they used for the election, you know, just like a wag the dog. And the interesting thing about this, too, and here's why I think President Trump was giving us a little bit of a wink. As I point out in the Daily Caller, al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011 raid in Pakistan by U.S. Navy SEALs and was also buried properly at sea, although the decision sparked a backlash from Muslim scholars who alleged that sea burial is not standard. But the White House insisted, listen to this, the White House insisted that the burial follow the circumstances surrounding bin Laden's death. That's where I think you get the little bit of a wink from President Trump. You got the photograph that's just like Obama did it. You've got the burial just like Obama. We're going to do everything just like he did it. And if anybody calls BS on this, you're going to be calling BS on your bin Laden raid as well. Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect. Like I said, brilliant when I put this out. The disposal is complete, they say. Completely disposed of at sea, just like bin Laden. The mutilated body was immediately taken to a secure facility to confirm his identity with forensic testing, said the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Mike Milley, the climate change guy, you know. The disposal of his remains have been done, and it's complete, and it was handled appropriately. Subsequent processing of identification and body disposal were documented in numerous photos and videos, but we're not prepared to release those. President Trump had said that he was considering making certain parts of the video, presumably the part where he was whimpering, screaming, and crying like a dog before he was killed by the dog, essentially. But that's not coming out yet. And even the Russians are coming around. Even the Russians are coming around. About the only people to call BS on this, besides me, was the Russian Major General Igor Konashenkov. I pointed out that the Russian Ministry of Defense said that there were multiple contradictory details coming as more and more countries came in to claim partial credit for this, right? And so they're coming in and they're giving details, and this is where things start to get dicey. You know, it takes a lot of coordination to do a lie properly, right? So that's, you start filling in details, that's when it gets a little bit tough. And they'd also said that there were no airstrikes from U.S. or coalition forces in that city where the mission was said to have taken place. So that was their initial report. But now, after that got some attention, Vladimir Putin's spokesman walked it back. He said the news itself cannot be taken negatively by Russian authorities. Indeed, our troops saw American planes and American drones in the area, which may have been on a mission there. And if they got him, we're really happy about that. As I said yesterday, if we go back and we look at the timeline, back in 2017, both the Russians and the Americans believed that they'd killed him. And then there was chatter saying, well, you know, we haven't really heard too much from him or anything, but as some of the corporate news media were trying to take credit away from President Trump, they said, well, he hasn't really been involved in the operation since those raids. I don't know. Was he sick? Was he dying? Did they get word that he had died, like Osama bin Laden had died years earlier? Because dead men tell no tales. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now,
what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college, and it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever, but only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up, and that's why they put it in the water, and they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline and lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
It is now an admitted fact. Fluoride added to the water has caused tens of millions of Americans to be brain damaged and to have infertility and low IQs. And it doesn't matter if the Journal of American Medical Association comes out and says it's terrible. Still, the cities put it in the water because the ruling globalists want you and your family poisoned and stupid. And they sure don't want you to know about the good allergen, iodine, that absolutely increases IQ and fertility and makes life so wonderful and opens up your consciousness, your mind, everything. Thank God. Thank God. I discovered this 8 years ago. Of course, the enemy knows all about it, and they hope you don't discover it. They hope you just roll over and die. So whatever you do, don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get 60% off right now on the Wake Up the World to the Iodine Conspiracy Combo. 60% off with X2 and X3 together with your bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Whatever you do, don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just give up, America. Give up, Christians. Drink your fluoride and die. Give in to Satan. Give in.
Here are the facts. Iodine raises IQ and across the board makes you more healthy in thousands of top studies, including the American Medical Journal. Every type of fluoride lowers IQ, massively increases cancer, and destroys fertility. That's the facts. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. And then once you've learned about it, protect yourself and your family. The reason I'm so hot on this is the globalists put the fluoride in the water while making sure we don't get the iodine. In China, they put the iodine in the water and ban the fluoride because they've already got their people under their control. The globalists are targeting us here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, experience iodine and BioTrue Selenium that goes with it together. And then once you see the great results, warn others. This is the Achilles heel of the globalist. It's a win-win situation. The only way you lose is not taking action. Take action now. Please listen to this information because it can save your life and it can save the life of others. There couldn't be more critical information for your physical body. God's more important when it comes to your soul, but this is most important when it comes to your body. If people didn't know that you put motor oil in a car's oil container to lube the engine, they might be able to be conned and think you put salt water in it, but it would seize up the engine pretty much instantly. Well, if they put fluoride in the human body, it causes cancer, dumbs us down, and destroys fertility. If you put the good halogen in the body, high-quality iodine, it's like putting good, high-quality motor oil in the car that's supposed to run on it. It's that simple. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com and find out why the globalists hope that you do not research this information. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, research iodine deficiency. It's the key to everything. And then go and take advantage of the 60% off combo with our two different types of high-quality iodine and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just as a final follow-up, we now have an article from the Babylon Bee. CNN uncovers evidence that the hero dog who killed Baghdadi sniffed dozens of butts back in college. Exclusive. So-called hero dog sniffed numerous butts during college party. Everybody praised a classified hero dog for taking down ISIS leader Baghdadi, except for CNN, who quickly searched through the dog's internet history, college yearbooks, and sure enough, they found a picture of the hero dog partying at obedience school, sniffing other butts. Yeah, that's about right. So that's the way you do it. See, when somebody puts out a narrative, you just put out your own narrative. You say, well, yeah, he's a hero dog, but he sniffed butts. Well, that's a babbling bee. But it's hard to out-satire what is actually happening in this country. Like I said yesterday, I was given the article from my wife about New York City sending homeless people to Hawaii because it's cheaper than keeping them on the welfare roll. And I thought it was a babbling bee story. It's absolutely amazing. City taxpayers have spent $89 million on rent since August of 2017. So it was cheaper to send these people even to Hawaii. You know, a flight to Honolulu for four only cost $1,400. You know, you could even get them to Salt Lake City where they could go to the UN conference on smart cities for only about $800. And that's exactly what they've been doing. You can't make this stuff up. You can't out-satire the Democrats. And along those lines, let's talk a little bit about Katie Hill. Yes, Katie Hill is now suggesting that the corporate media is now saying she did nothing wrong. I don't know. I think there's quite a bit of evidence out there, documentary evidence showing that she did something wrong. But we're going to look the other way because, you know, of course, she's a Democrat. And partisanship trumps everything. It trumps Trump, of course. Nevertheless, the people who have jumped down on this more than anybody, taking the lead, of course, as Harrison Smith, who's subbed for me very well in the past, pointed out on social media, he said, look at this. The Young Turks defending Katie Hill. The Young Turks who would not even exist if they weren't pushed and promoted incessantly by YouTube. I mean, the Young Turks were the YouTube news team, quote unquote, at both the Democrat and Republican conventions into the 2016 election cycle. And this is what they're having to say. Do you all know what happened with Katie Hill? I'm not going to go into the details of this because this is not the Howard Stern show. I'm not going to turn my show into the Howard Stern show just so that I can report on the details of the latest congresswoman elected from Sodom and Gomorrah, otherwise known as California. But let's suffice to say that drug-infused orgies were part of it, as well as selfies about said activities. And this is what the Young Turds had to say about it. Let's play that clip.
It makes me sick to my stomach because, remember, establishment Democrats, corporate Democrats like Nancy Pelosi are the very people who went after female voters who didn't want to vote for Hillary Clinton. They wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton based on policy, not based on gender. And so they would say, no, we need to have the first female president. You got to support women. You know, Madeleine Albright saying there's a special place in hell for women who don't support other women. Yeah. Yeah,
and we know
I agree in this context with Katie Hill. They should have supported Katie Hill. They should have stood up for her. But instead, this shows just how incredibly devastatingly weak establishment Democrats like Nancy Pelosi really are.
Yeah, she wants to get credit for being the woman who stood up to Donald Trump. She's constantly talking about how she's the first female speaker of the House. But when it comes to supporting other women, all of a sudden, missing in action. Instead, they find themselves under a bus. Fight back! Don't listen to Democratic leadership. Fight for all of us.
That's right. You tell them. You fight back, says Stink Ugert, with the Young Turds, the latest BS coming from that so-called news organization. No, I mean, we're talking about intersectionality. Look, intersectionality is all about ranking the left's privilege, right? You know, you check the different boxes based on your gender, based on your sexual preferences and so forth. And quite frankly, you know, I mean, Katie Hill. We're talking about intersectionality. If you're going to put sexual preferences in there, she checks a lot of boxes, doesn't she? So you got to give her a pass. And shame on those corporate Democrats who didn't stand up for the latest socialist. I mean, if she's a socialist, she ought to be able to engage in any kind of power politics that she wants to and office Me Too activity. No matter, how depraved it is, she ought to be entitled to that. I mean, after all, she's a woman, right? And she's a socialist. And that should trump everything that she's doing, according to the Young Turds. And she's being driven out by those rabid conservatives. And, of course, the Young Turds are emblematic of what is happening across this country. As Zerhedge points out, and you see the article on the Drudge Report, 7 in 10 millennials say they will vote socialist. They'll vote socialist. Yeah. They love socialism. And 1 out of 3 millennials see communism as favorable. And as I was talking to my son about that yesterday, I said, think about that. I said, think about that. So you got 70% of them like socialism and 30% of them like communism. I said, that tells you that 40% of them don't know the difference between it, because there isn't any difference. They don't know that there's no difference between communism and socialism. In both of those systems, the government essentially controls everything. Controls everything. Now, the only real difference, as I pointed out before, between socialism and communism is the difference between Hitler and Stalin. And you only think that they're polar opposite if you've got a dumbed down two-dimensional perspective. Well, I'd say one-dimensional perspective. It's not even two-dimensional. If you got a two-dimensional, you got the Nolan chart. And you can look at a couple of different facts. You can look at economic freedom. You can look at personal freedom, and you can chart it out. And if you do it that way, you find that Hitler and Stalin on the freedom scale are down at the bottom. They're authoritarian. They look at it and say, well, they're completely opposite, because one of them was a hyper-nationalist and the other one was a internationalist. You know, the communists are internationals. And and Hitler was all about the master race. The difference is that the Soviet Union, communists, called themselves socialist. The Nazis called themselves national socialist. So you got national socialist versus international socialist. And Hitler said Stalin made a mistake because he nationalized all the industries thinking that he could run them. He said, I'm going to let this stay under private control, but we will control the companies that run them. And the very last thing we'll do is remove those guys. That'll be the final step. We'll eventually get there. But he made the mistake by doing that first. That's the only difference between socialism and communism. And that's really the definition of fascist economics. You know, you have private ownership, but it's completely controlled in partnership with the government, which is basically what we've already got here. So these people don't realize we've already got, they're pushing for socialism. They don't realize we've already got fascism. And they want more of it. That's why you've got people like Chuckie Schumer pushing to get everybody to buy electric vehicles that they don't want to get, and showering everybody, companies and individuals, with money to do that. And one of the reasons that this is happening, of course, is I spent a lot of time on Columbus Day. I talked about all of the phony history textbooks that are being given to kids from kindergarten all the way through college, but especially in college, where they're fed the lies that Columbus was about genocide and slavery and so forth. And then also this $180 college textbook that says capitalism makes people poor. It's not the $180 college textbook. And it's not the subsidies of college education that have actually made college unaffordable, because that's really what happens. All right, folks, so, we're going to be back in the next hour. We also have an interview coming up with Nick Fuentes. We're going to talk about the censorship of the right. It's not just the left who's doing that. We want to remind you that we got a massive sale going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's the only thing that funds us here at InfoWars. And we've got products discounted from 40 to 70% off. We have free shipping. We have double Patriot points to get you more discounts in the future. Many, many products that are very safe and effective. We call them nutraceuticals because they are, they have very positive aspects, like a pharmaceutical, without having the dangerous side effects from the concentrated intensity. You know, things like bod ease or knockout. So you have all natural sleep aid or all natural anti-inflammatory, 50% off everything, free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars presents Alex Jones.
In August of 2019, JAMA, or the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious, came out and said, oh my gosh, just a little bit of fluoride in the water causes lowered IQs, massive infertility, and a lot of babies die in the womb, and it causes cancer. That was just one of thousands of studies admitting this. You know, it's illegal to have even one part per billion in the water in places like California unless it's part of adding fluoride. And then they have a waiver and can add thousands of deadly chemicals to your water because the liberals love you and they want to sexualize your children. So whatever you do, drink lots of fluoride and don't get the thing that counters it, iodine, at InfoWarsStore.com. Drink fluoride and die. Drink fluoride, dirty Americans, and roll over. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com and get high-quality iodine to counter it. No, roll over and die, dirty Americans.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hello here. My name is Bethelman. I work for my father, Lucifer. And he doesn't like the fact that God gave you all families and children, and so we want to tell you something right now, Christian countries. We took control of you over 100 years ago. We've been spiking your water with fluoride to lower your fertility and to hurt you. And it's worked so well, but now because of liability and because of people warning inside the government what's happening, the Journal of American Medical Association and others are admitting what we've done. And it makes me so angry. So whatever you do, just stay in that haze and drink fluoride and give it to your children. And don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn about the iodine conspiracy and get 60% off on X2 and X3 together with BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. Submit to us. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, just one more word about Katie Hill. I mean, poor thing. She's talking about how her imperfections were weaponized. The drug use, the nude photos, the affairs are all exposed. Her imperfections were weaponized. I mean, this is not even to the level of mistakes were made. No. She is the victim here. A victim of her abusive husband who she is now divorcing because she was involved in a throuple. A throuple. That's a, not a couple, but a throuple. And then the throuple broke up after she started another sexual relationship with her legislative director in Congress. That actually violates House rules. But she is the victim out of all of this. It doesn't even bother the young turds that she had a Nazi tattoo, that was shown in the nude photos. not even that deterred them from taking her side because, you know, she's a socialist. And again, she might just be a national socialist, like I was talking about. You know, she doesn't have to be a full-on Soviet communist like Bernie Sanders. You know, she could be a national socialist. Because the important thing is that the government get control over your life. She wants to make sure, as she virtue signaled about all this, she says, I will fight to ensure that no one has to live through what I just experienced. That's right. Learn from her lesson. Stay away from the district of corruption. Because power does corrupt, and it corrupts absolutely. You know, back in the day, really, seriously, to take her side, what should have happened, and really what has happened in the past with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker and Dennis Hastert, the pedophile on the Republican side. What they have done in the past is that, you know, when you had somebody is caught in flagrante delicto, then you would cover that up and you would have the taxpayers pay for that. That was always the standard operating procedure under Nancy Pelosi and Dennis Hastert. So I can understand why the young turds would think that that should be applied today. I mean, who changed the rules, right? Her too. We need to do that for her as well. Come on, they've been doing it for everybody else all this time. Can't they pony up with some taxpayer cash to make this all go away? It's absolutely amazing Absolutely amazing to see the corruption there. Joe Biden, Joe Biden is not talking in a phony Southern accent like Hillary Clinton. Remember when Hillary Clinton would go to the black churches and she would put on that, y'all this and y'all that? You know, she spent some time in Arkansas, but she never quite got the lingo, never quite got there. Well, Joe Biden went to a black church, and he told people that he went to a black college, and actually, no, he didn't. He didn't at all. He said that he went to a historically black college. As Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, he says the problem is Joe Biden didn't go there. The problem is Joe Biden can't even remember where he went to college. And I would imagine that he doesn't have too much of a memory, or he would like to forget about where he went to college, because according to his Wikipedia resume, out of a class of 688 people, he was 506. That means he wasn't even really in the bottom 1/6 of the class, which would mean that he's probably the bottom, somewhere in the bottom 10% of the class. So I imagine he doesn't recall too much of what happened in college, even what college he was attending. Who knows? Maybe he had some of that stuff that Katie Hill was smoking back in college. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, it'd be a little bit early for Joe Biden. You know, the drug stuff didn't come until a little bit later, but he probably had enough connections that he could get away with something like that. What he didn't get away with was he went to a South Carolina church, Catholic church, and the he was denied communion there this last Sunday because of his uncompromising stance in supporting abortion. Good for that Catholic church. Good for them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Demagogue Party and the latest updates on that. Of course, you can't do that without talking about Hillary Clinton. And as I said from the very beginning, you know, as we look at fading Joe Biden, poor Joe, he can't even remember where he went to college. Certainly can't remember what he studied there. I don't think he ever learned anything when he was there. But, you know, poor Joe is sliding in the polls. He's getting set up for what looks like to be an embarrassing opening night in Iowa. And Hillary is kind of sitting on the sidelines, licking her chops. Like the wicked witch of the West. I'll be back, my little pretty. I'll get you and your little dog, Tulsi, too. And she's got her aides coming after Tulsi Gabbard still. And as I said from the very beginning, you know, we started all this stuff about the phone call in Ukraine. I said, yeah, they're going to use this for President Trump. But I said the first and the most immediate casualty of all this, and I think the person that, you know, they were had basically, you know, Biden lined up with Trump behind him, and I think they thought with one bullet they could get them both. And we'll still see about that. I think we'll see about that. I don't think they're going to get Trump. Certainly, From the very beginning, I said, there's nothing to this, and Trump played it exactly right. He immediately declassified the transcript. He immediately declassified the complaint. You could see that the complaint was based on hearsay. The complaint itself gave us a timeline that showed that this was not initiated by President Trump. And we'll say more about that in just a moment. But I said, again, at the very beginning, I thought this was being put out by people in the Democrat Party who wanted to clear Biden out of the way. It didn't help anybody. You know, nobody wanted to point out how incompetent and incapacitated Biden is. It's pretty obvious to everybody else. But when you had Julian Castro point that out, make a veiled reference to how old he was, there was blowback for him on that. So the only thing the Democrats could do is to put out something that referred back to his corruption. And I talked about this as soon as he got into the race. I said, you know, this stuff that's been floating around about Hunter Biden and about Joe Biden, both in China and in the Ukraine. I said, that's going to take him down eventually, but let's not talk about that just yet. Let's let this go a little bit further along. You know, Trump and the Republicans didn't want to talk about that. It'd be much better to wait until he got the nomination to bring that out. And so the Democrats wanted that to come out now. Still pretty early to be coming after President Trump. They're going to try to spin this into the impeachment thing. But I think that was something that was coming from the DNC as well. And Hillary was reminding them really what happened 4 years ago. You know, we're bankrupt. We're going to be outspent and outlied by the Republicans, she said. You need me. I can lie better than anybody. And I've got more money than anybody because she's done more corruption than anybody. She's been involved in payola more than even the Bidens have. And she was the one who, with the superdelegates and everything, she bought the DNC before the 2016 election. They were millions of dollars in debt, and Hillary was flush with cash from all of her corruption. And so she bought the DNC. And she's putting that kind of stuff out there again, coming after Tulsi Gabbard. She sees her as a threat as well. And now we have many people, Dick Morris especially, who believe that she's not only going to run, but as Dick Morris put it, and Dick Morris used to work for the Clintons, she knows them pretty well. He said, she feels that God put her on earth to run for president. Now, I would differ with that. I'm not quite so sure that Hillary Clinton believes that there is a God other than her. I think she thinks she is God, and she put herself on earth to run for president. She she created the earth, and she is going to destroy it as well. She is a great destroyer. Morris wondered aloud if the ghost of Hillary Clinton will jump into the race, saying that she feels entitled to run and feels that this is her moment. He says, I think at the moment the issue will be the ghost of Hillary Clinton to come out and to get into the election. My feeling is that she wants to. She feels entitled to do it. She feels compelled to do it. She is hesitant because she realizes that the timing is bad. Timing is bad because she's scared to death of the Me Too movement. Yes, yes, a bit awkward right now. But, of course, she's still hoping that they will beg her, but they're doing exactly the opposite. As Legal Insurrection points out, Democratic senators practically beg her not to run. Please don't run. As many of them say, you lost. Please just go away. You've got donors that are fretting not only about the 2020 field, but also fretting that she is going to come back. And she is broadly hinting that she will. So the question is exactly what is going to happen with the Democrats and what are they going to do with impeachment? Like I said, I think they're coming after Biden first, but of course, they've also made a big play for President Trump and continue to do so. They believe now the word is out that the U.S. plans on Thursday to have a vote to formalize the impeachment proceedings because President Trump has said, I'm not going to cooperate with a secretive impeachment inquiry. So you either do it as a straight up impeachment or we're not going to come and talk to people. So they said, all right, we'll have a vote. And of course, it's not going to be a problem, but the Democrat majority, as corrupt as they are, they will vote to continue with impeachment, and then they will begin the formal inquiry as part of that. They will formalize the process. But I think the best thing that I've seen about impeachment over the last couple of weeks is the comment from Rand Paul. He says, is quid pro quo the status quo? Since when do we give away foreign aid to people and we don't ask for something in return? That is brilliant. Brilliant. Again, Rand Paul. Why didn't I think of this? I should have said this from the very beginning. Isn't all foreign aid supposed to be quid pro quo? No, of course not. You know, we just shower money on everybody and we don't expect anything in return. Never do. So the problem is, and he's exactly right. The problem is that you've got people like Biden who have privatized that. Caught on tape. But again, it's not a crime if Joe Biden does it. It's not a crime if Hillary Clinton violates national security. In quantity and in quality, you know, above top secret, worse than anybody in history. It's not a problem when Comey says she committed multiple felonies, but I'm not going to prosecute her on it. Because Democrats can't commit crimes. The only crime is to investigate them, as I pointed out. But Rand Paul says, we give you this aid on the expectation that you will not steal any of it for personal use, that you will spend it as we instruct, and on the understanding that if you don't spend the money as we command, you won't get any more next year. Now, why is it that it would be wrong for President Trump, after all of the corruption in Ukraine that everybody admitted was going on there, to say, well, I don't want to give any money to them until we see some signs that the corruption is going to stop, right? Isn't that one of the biggest problems of foreign aid? That you give the money to this government and instead of it going to the people, you know, instead of buying rice for them or whatever, the dictator buys himself, a new Cadillac with all kinds of, chrome. He pimps his ride and he keeps all that money for himself, builds castles, multiple castles, and gets a Swiss bank account and so forth. Isn't that always the problem? Wouldn't you want to know that you're not going to be handing money to a corrupt organization? And wouldn't you want to see that there's going to be some investigation of that corruption and some turnaround from a new regime before you putting that money out there? Oh, no, say the Democrats, because the Democrats don't operate that way. They love corruption. That's exactly how they get and stay in power, is with that kind of corruption. Rand Paul goes on to say, Democrats want people to be alarmed by a Latin phrase, quid pro quo, which is this for that or this before that, right? But really, making foreign aid contingent on behavior is actually the defining reason the countries supposedly give aid, in order to influence the behavior of the receiving country. Our military aid, we demand, be spent buying from the American military industrial complex. We heard Lindsey Graham doing that, you know, Lockheed Lindsey. We'll give you $10 billion and you buy those Lockheed jets now, right? You hear me? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good. Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have 2 different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and 2 other types because some people need all 3 types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together. Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against the wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation, they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
But as you know, there's been a long-term look-see, and it looks like it's becoming very serious from what I'm hearing. Investigate the investigators, whether it's Strzok and Page, whether it's Clapper, and whether it's Comey and all of these people, because terrible things went on for our country.
You just heard the president. The investigation is criminal, it's very serious, and what is about to come out is going to shock the world. And InfoWars was there before it all happened, telling you it was coming if we just continue to expose these criminals. And we'll be there while it unfolds. And we'll be there, thanks to your support, when the enemy strikes back. This is an ongoing battle, and your support is now more critical than ever.
I leave it all up to the people that are working with the Attorney General, who I don't know. But I will say this. I think you'll see things that nobody would have believed. This was the worst hoax in the history of our country.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's talk about societal trends here for a moment, about the culture and about the way the culture is being manipulated by the technocratic elite. I had a listener send this article to me, forget his name, sorry, but I appreciate it. Pale, male, and stale. They're talking about that being a bias in artificial intelligence. Of course, they're saying that artificial intelligence is biased in favor of those who are pale, in other words, white, male, and stale, in other words, old. White, old men. You know those people that Sarah Jeong of the New York Times hates so much that she called stinky and everything? Remember that? Remember her racist tweets that surfaced when they put her on the editorial board of the New York Times? Remember how Candace Owens retweeted what she had to say and just replaced white and male with black and women, and she got kicked off of Twitter shortly until people point out she's just doing what you had absolutely no problem with when Sarah Jeong did it, right? And the New York Times doesn't have any problem with it, but you have a problem with it when you just change the group of people that you are bigoted against, that you are racist against. And we need to stop allowing these people to just scream at everybody, racist, bigot, and so forth. Every time they disagree with somebody, they label you a racist and a bigot. And they are the most bigoted racist people anywhere. They don't think about anything other than race and intersectionality and so forth. And so what they're talking about in terms of trends, this is coming out of mobileeurope.co.uk. And thanks for sending me this this article. By 2021, algorithmic and anti-bias data auditors will tackle pale, male, and stale. And they say, right now, women and ethnic minorities are underrepresented in the AI industry and data, and they're going to change this. In 2019, An algorithmic accountability bill was introduced to the U.S. Congress that would require certain algorithms be reviewed regularly for signs of bias. Now, this would be signs of bias that would be in favor of people who are pale, male, and stale. Now, if you're biased against those people, oh, that's okay. That's exactly what we're looking for. Yeah, they're not getting rid of bias. They're just changing who they're biased against. Let's understand that. And then it gets a little bit more sinister for those of you in the information processing business, those of you who are in computers, IT, software development. By 2023, psychometric testing of software developers will become commonplace. Oh, you're going to be hoisted by your own petard. Perhaps a lot of people see this coming. Maybe that's why we're getting so many whistleblowers coming out of Google and elsewhere, because they see that they themselves are going to be psychologically profiled and not hired if you don't fit, if you're too pale, male, or stale, or they don't like your politics or your religious beliefs, right? And we just had Chick-fil-A kicked out of a shopping center in the UK. The shopping center, I thought it was kind of interesting. The LGBT people were very, very excited about this. You know, the LGBT tyranny is there. And, of course, you can't be a Christian and have a business. You can't contribute to the Salvation Army, because the Salvation Army and Chick-fil-A have both said, yeah, we believe that marriage is what it's always been. In our culture, in Christianity, in the Bible, one man, one woman. Oh, no, you can't have that view. If you have that view, we are going to punish you. We will destroy your life. We will destroy your business. And that's what they decided to do in the UK, and they're very excited about it. It was a shopping center called Oracle, and it was in a place called Reading, maybe Reading. I mean, it almost sounds like these people are into tarot cards, right? And they got another shopping center called Tarot. But, yeah, it is... That is the culture behind all of this stuff. They said by 2021, Amazon will have 5G mobile spectrum for its own use to control various applications. By 2021, they'll also have, in the UK, the Premier Football League will launch facial recognition ticketing system, and they'll have AI refereeing games and major sporting events. So we're going to have artificial intelligence. There'll be absolutely no bias, of course, right? Except remember what I just said? They're going to check to make sure that anybody who programs the computers are going to undergo psychometric testing themselves. They're going to get it at the very beginning. They're going to make sure that they cook that bias, their particular racism and bigotry is going to be cooked into the system. So I can imagine, you know, you got a referee that's there. It's going to make a difference whether the player is pale, stale, and male, if, you know, depending on which way the decision is going to go. By 2025, you're going to have one in 50 households will own a domestic robot. Watch your back. Brain-computer interfaces will be commercially offered by 2027. Yeah, that's right. And so how is this all going to work out for us? Well, you know, we can kind of see this in the teen who became a trans woman who now prefers living as a diaper-wearing baby. Yes, this is right. We now have an individual in Switzerland. We don't know what his real name is, but he goes now by a female name, Camille Lola. Lola said that regressing to age 3 gives her a chance to, quote, correct my life. I got into this community for a sad reason. When I was a kid, I wasn't able to eat a lot of food. It gave me diarrhea. I had a lot of accidents, but now I became interested in, I actually embrace this now, and they have a community that they call the ABDL. It got some more initials here. It was enough that we had the LGB tyranny. Now we've got the ABDL. What is that? Well, that is the adult baby diaper lovers. The people who love their adult baby diapers. I guess it depends on your social orientation. And then we had this that happened in Austin yesterday. We had a black Trans Lives Matter activist decide they would disrupt a protest of Austin schools sexualizing children. Here's that video.
Thank you, Jonathan. Well, I've been directly involved in this battle professionally for almost a year.
One black transgender woman fatally shot.
Today,
where? Black transgender woman.
I am speaking as a father of three young children.
Apartment.
Does that say it all? Thank you for making our point. Are young adults tired of in-your-face LGB tyranny? A New American says yes, they are. As many people think they know what LGBTQ stands for, but it actually might now be leading girls and boys to question not only their sexuality, but also the movement itself. And this was the report from the New American. Yeah, when you look at the adult baby diaper lovers or this individual who disrupted the people who are worried about children being sexualized. Look, folks, this doesn't even have anything to do with tolerance. They're demanding celebration and they're demanding that they be able to tell your children and to sexualize your children and to confuse your children over their gender at the earliest ages from three up. That is the pedophile agenda behind all this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video. Here are the facts. Iodine raises IQ and across the board makes you more healthy in thousands of top studies, including the American Medical Journal. Every type of fluoride lowers IQ, massively increases cancer, and destroys fertility. That's the facts. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. And then once you've learned about it, protect yourself and your family. The reason I'm so hot on this is the globalists put the fluoride in the water while making sure we don't get the iodine. In China, they put the iodine in the water and ban the fluoride because they've already got their people under their control. The globalists are targeting us here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, experience iodine and BioTruth Selenium that goes with it together. And then once you see the great results, warn others. This is the Achilles heel of the globalist. It's a win-win situation. The only way you lose is not taking action. Take action now. Please listen to this information because it can save your life and it can save the life of others. There couldn't be more critical information for your physical body. God's more important when it comes to your soul, but this is most important when it comes to your body. If people didn't know that you put motor oil in a car's oil container to lube the engine, they might be able to be conned and think you put salt water in it, but it would seize up the engine pretty much instantly. Well, if they put fluoride in the human body, it causes cancer, dumbs us down, and destroys fertility. If you put the good halogen in the body, high-quality iodine, it's like putting good, high-quality motor oil in the car that's supposed to run on it. It's that simple. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com and find out what the globalists hope that you do not research this information. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, research iodine deficiency. It's the key to everything. And then go and take advantage of the 60% off combo with our two different types of high-quality iodine and BioTruth Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com today. Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college. And it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put let's say, super glue in the oil container on it, it would seize up forever. But only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline and lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys. Water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine on the old Liberty Tree.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at that story about the teen who became a trans woman who then became a toddler in his mind. Fully grown. But he wants to regress. He's 21 years old. He wants to regress to the age of 3. And they have an actual community there, the Adult Baby Diaper Lovers, ABDL community. They embrace wearing nappies and playing with toys and so on. They're going to be perfectly comfortable in the future because that's the kind of future that the globalists have envisioned for everybody. It's a brave new world. It's a brave new world where they can pacify you. They can pacify you. You're not a problem. You're not a threat to them. I'm a shy baby. I don't talk a lot, he says. But I laugh all the time when I'm in a really deep baby mood, he said. They said, she said, but it's actually a boy. Male, biological male. I play with my toys or I watch cartoons. Maybe I need help to eat and I let the adult check and change my nappy, but every day is different. Do you understand? This is a mental illness. There is nothing real going on here. It is not bullying and hatred to point this out to somebody who's wasting their life like this. This is, again, you know, faithful are the wounds of a friend, right? Look, you're not really being a friend to this guy if you don't tell him, you know, hey, shut up. You're not a baby. You're not 3 years old. Babies don't talk like that. Babies aren't this big. Babies don't have hair on their legs, which unfortunately we see in that picture. Don't show that again. And then you have the female coach, Olympian, saying allowing so-called trans women to compete against the biological women ruins sports. And here's why. As they point out, the world record in the women's mile was just broken this summer with a time of 4 minutes, 12 seconds. The previous record was set back in 1996. In comparison, a 4 minute, 12 second mile for a high school boy would be commendable, but most state champions would do it in about 4 flat. I mean, that's a big difference in a race. 12 seconds. So quite a number of high school boys have run faster than the world record for women. Kind of goes back to, remember when we had the U.S. women's soccer team? You know, the same people who had kicked off that black girl because she was a Christian. Remember Megan Rapinoe and how these people were trolling President Trump? Remember the fact that the U.S. women's soccer team was beaten by a boys' high school team? Same type of thing here. Remember when we had the women in combat failing at, what was it, 85, 90% rate? Failing the physical test? You know, we have to be able to drag at least, not necessarily even carry, but just drag a dead weight, which might represent your wounded comrade, male or female. You had to be able to drag them a certain distance to safety and so forth. And you had about 85, 90% of the women failing that. And, of course, the problem then was we had to, wait for it, change the test. Change the test. How does that serve women or men in combat when people are not physically able to do that? And this is what we have fallen to. We no longer have any objectivity. Like I said before, you know, we get rid of this LGBT tyranny. Let's go back to Bob. There's another acronym for you. You know, we had the adult baby diaper lovers. Well, here's my acronym, Bob. Biological, objective, and binary. That's the way that we need to understand this. That's the way we need to understand gender. And we need to get back to that. And people don't realize how these subtle changes in the way our children are being educated, how they eventually propagate through. You know, for the longest time, we have had our kids, our institutions, our educational institutions have been indoctrinating kids with postmodernism, which is to say that there is no objective truth. Well, if there is no objective truth, then eventually there are no objective biological genders. And there is no objective truth in mathematics either, and that's what we're now hearing. You know, in Seattle, they're about to put this in, and you got the National Foundation of whatever the official title is, but it's the National Association of Math Teachers saying, this is really good. We need to stop focusing on math because, you know, telling people that math can give you one right answer, that's bad because that puts the lie to this whole postmodernism. You know, we have to be able to embrace the 2 + 2 = 5. And of course, the other part of this is that if they detach you from any objective reality, then you must do whatever they say. See, if they can bully you with political correctness, then you must do whatever they say. That's why I call it the LGBT tyranny. And so, as this article from The New American is pointing out, are young adults tired of in-your-face LGBT tyranny and activism? And they look at entertainment, for example. The plunging ratings of Batwoke, which is what I call it. It's the Batwoman TV series, but it's actually Batwoke is what it ought to be called. It is a lesbian Batwoman, openly lesbian, openly hostile to males, especially to Batman. And so fans are abandoning it because it trashes Batman. And again, what does woke mean? It means that you are all about social justice and racial injustice. Woke means that you don't like straight white men. They are the source of all evil. They must be punished because, you know, they're pale, they're male, they're stale. So, you know, we have to go. And then he points out how Hollywood has gone down this path and are destroying all their movie franchises. It's not just Ghostbusters. That really wasn't a movie franchise. Look at how Disney has destroyed both Star Wars and now they're destroying Marvel with their woke politics that they're injecting into that. So the good news is that these things are failing. And the good news is that the insanity has gone so far so quickly that I think even the young people, the millennials, are starting to get sick of it. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Syria because we've had President Trump talk about now taking the oil in Syria. I thought we were leaving. Oh, no. Now we have a new mission. The new mission is to protect the oil and to take the oil, we're being told. It's absolutely amazing that we can't bring people home. And as I said, when we were talking about this taking down of Baghdadi, which I think really was just President Trump in their face saying, look, we're going to do everything that Obama did. We're going to shut down all your criticism of my, you know, withdrawal of Syrian troops or even moving some of them, using that as a thing to attack me. I'm going to show how strong I am. I'm going to do exactly the same thing that Obama did. I'm going to pretend that I took out the major terrorist leader that we're fighting. I'm going to do it exactly the same way. We're going to have a missing body. We're going to bury it at sea. We're going to say that we tested it fully for DNA before we got rid of all the body parts and so forth. You're going to have the photo op that we had there. Everything. Do it exactly like Obama did, and they won't criticize this. But the sad thing is that we're not coming back. President Trump now wants Exxon or some other oil company to take the Syrian oil. You know, it was a bit of a problem when the troops did not come back. They just moved them to another area, or they moved them into Iraq, or they moved them into Saudi Arabia. You know, we do have a border that needs to be protected, President Trump. And right on the other side of the border, we do have a real terrorist organization that was created by United Nations War on Drugs. Now, I don't support the war on drugs. All of you know that I don't support it. So it destroys the Constitution. You know, they had to amend the Constitution in order to have alcohol prohibition. They completely ignore the Constitution to have marijuana prohibition and everything else. We've now turned it exactly upside down. Everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted. But we created the war on drugs, and it's now become a literal war in Mexico. You had the Sinaloa drug cartel actually defeat the Mexican army in a prolonged firefight, but we can't bring any soldiers to protect it. Instead, we're going to protect the Syrian oil fields now. We're going to stay in Syria to pump oil out with Exxon or some other company. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars presents Alex Jones.
In August of 2019, JAMA, or the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious, came out and said, oh my gosh, just a little bit of fluoride in the water causes lowered IQs, massive infertility, and a lot of babies die in the womb, and it causes cancer. That was just one of thousands of studies admitting this. You know, it's illegal to have even one part per billion in the water in places like California unless it's part of adding fluoride. And then they have a waiver and can add thousands of deadly chemicals to your water because the liberals love you and they want to sexualize your children. So whatever you do, drink lots of fluoride and don't get the thing that counters it, iodine, at InfoWarsStore.com. Drink fluoride and die. Drink fluoride, dirty Americans, and roll over. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com and get high-quality iodine to counter it. No, roll over and die, dirty Americans.
InfoWars.com/show.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
My name is Baphomet. I work for my father, Lucifer, and he doesn't like the fact that God gave you all families and children, and so we want to tell you something right now, Christian countries. We took control of you over 100 years ago. We've been spiking your water with fluoride to lower your fertility and to hurt you. And it's worked so well, but now because of liability and because of people warning inside the government what's happening, the Journal of American Medical Association and others are admitting what we've done. And it makes me so angry. So whatever you do, just stay in that haze and drink fluoride and give it to your children. And don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn about the iodine conspiracy and get 60% off on X2 and X3 together with BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. Submit to us. InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation, they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, the statements by President Trump about what he was going to do in Saudi Arabia set the corporate press and the Washington establishment on fire in opposition. President Trump said, again, I'll bring the troops home. And I said when he said that, I said, well, you know, he says he's going to do that. That's a very popular position. He needs the support of the American people. He needs to be more popular, as Roger Stone said last week when he came on with Alex Jones. Roger Stone said the president's going to have to be more popular than the rhino Republicans like Mitt Romney who want to take him out. He's going to have to be more popular than they are by a good amount in their states, or they will vote to remove him. You better take this seriously. And so you had President Trump saying that he's going to do what got him elected, which is to put America first, which is to end these so far endless wars that we've been at war with for the last 18 years. Very popular outside of Washington, very unpopular inside of Washington. But I said, we have to watch him and see if he really does this. We had Mike Pompeo saying, well, I don't know that President Trump's actually going to do this. Quote, he makes decisions and then he absorbs data and facts. Said the same guy who said, at West Point, we're told we don't lie, cheat, or steal. We don't tolerate those who do. Then I went to the CIA. We lie, we cheat, we steal. We have classes on it. And so then he says, well, President Trump makes decisions and then he absorbs data and facts from his advisors like Mike Pompeo. And when we look at what is happening now, the question is, what is President Trump going to do? Well, he says, what I intend to do, perhaps, is to make a deal with ExxonMobil or one of our great companies to go in there and to do it properly and to spread out the wealth. I'm going to take the oil. And so we need to stay there. That's our new mission. You know, our mission has always been regime change. But then it became a mission to fight ISIS that was created when Baghdadi and a bunch of other al-Qaeda prisoners were released by Obama. And then within a couple of years, they had created ISIS. Surprise, surprise. An Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Because Obama had said, made some noises about, well, let's move some of the troops out of Iraq. Oh, can't do that. We'll release these troops. And then now we got a new threat. And now we got to stay there to fight ISIS. And now after President Trump says, well, we defeated ISIS, but now we got a new mission. We got to defend, we got to protect these oil fields. And now we got to take the oil. The oil is valuable and we should be able to take some also. So is this the spoils of war? Are we at war with them? Did they do something to us? You know, this country was founded on Christian principles, the Christian principle of just war, justified war, was one of those Christian principles. That's why in our Constitution, we would have a discussion about whether or not we're going to go to war. That would be determined by our elected representatives. And we would weigh that carefully. Presumably, weigh it against the Christian definition of a justified war. That means that you've been attacked. That means that you're going to do everything that you can to end that war as quickly as possible. You're going to try to minimize what we now call collateral damage. That's why Western Christian countries would wear uniforms. No other culture does that. We wanted to identify the combatants, the soldiers, so that we confined the slaughter to them, to the combatants, and not to the innocent civilians. But now we have abandoned that tradition, and now we act like the uncivilized world, the unchristianized world. We don't have to be attacked. We're not acting in self-defense. We're not trying to minimize this. We don't have a defined goal or an endpoint ever. No, we're just there. And now we're going to plunder this. This isn't the spoils of war. This isn't even reparations for having to defend ourselves against somebody who attacked us. We attacked them. We invaded them. We're the invaders. And so when you look at this, they're going to leave the soldiers there to secure the oil. We now have Defense Secretary Mark Esper confirming the U.S.'s new priority yesterday, telling reporters that U.S. troops and armored vehicles are already en route to the oil fields where they have been asked to, quote, respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens them, including the Russian and Syrian governments. So the Russians are there at the request of the Syrians. We're there, even though there was never a declaration of war. And again, I'll go back and remind you of that back and forth questioning between then Senator Jeff Sessions and Leon Panetta, who was then the defense secretary. Jeff Sessions says, you're not going to put troops in Syria without talking to Congress, right? Getting a vote, right? Leon Panetta very smugly says, well, we'll consult with our allies in NATO and the United Nations, and we'll tell you what we decide, most likely. He's like, what? I can't believe what you're saying. You were a congressman. You know how the Constitution works. You're supposed to do blah, blah, you know. Well, as I said, Senator, we will consult with our allies. We may tell you when we decide what we're going to. Well, they didn't. They didn't tell us. They built multiple bases there, multiple airfields there. We still don't know how many soldiers. We were told for a long time, oh, there's only a couple hundred soldiers there. Then we're told, well, there's 4,000, 2,000, 1,000. We don't know. We don't know how many they've got there. They don't tell anybody anything. If they told you, they'd have to kill you. And so now, same president who President Trump had said in the past, you know, when we were in Iraq, we should have taken the oil as reimbursement for the invasion. This is, you know, President Trump has said that the Iraqi war was not justified. It was based on a lie. And he was right to criticize Bush and the military-industrial complex for getting us into that war based on the lies of weapons of mass destruction. But then he goes on to say, well, we should have taken the oil to pay for the fact that we were there wrongly. And now he is back to that again. So what are we going to do? I mean, President Trump referred to Syria once as sand and death. He's also said we don't want to be the world's policemen. Are we now going to be the world's pirates? Is that what we're going to do? You know, we look at what is happening with this. And again, just to put this in perspective, they're now saying this is money that we're going to turn over to our to the Kurds. You know, we got to do something for the Kurds. Those Marxist Leninists who want to overthrow the Syrian government, who want to overthrow the Turkish government, and so forth. The people who have persecuted Christians. You know, oil. They're not a big oil producer. Syria isn't. I really think that as far as this goes down to natural resources, this is about getting a gas pipeline through there. Our gas pipeline versus the Russian gas pipeline. Because Syria gets about a quarter of their revenue before the war started in 2010. They got about a quarter of their revenue. You know how much the Syrian government's revenue is? Well, a quarter of it was $3.2 billion in 2010. That means that their total revenue was $12 billion. Just to give you an idea of how small and how poor this country is that we have wasted so many billions or perhaps even eventually trillions of dollars on. This country that has a government revenue of $12 billion, that's in the noise. I mean, as people are looking at Chuck Schumer's Cash for Cronies program to pay people to buy electric cars, to get rid of all non-electric cars, they couldn't even figure out whether it was $454 billion or $462 billion. Eh, you know, whatever. It's a round-off error for one Democrat corrupt program, and that's their entire revenue. And now we got to give this money maybe to ICE, to the Kurds, and maybe they will use it then to buy weapons from Lockheed Lindsay. And the interesting part of all this is that these wonderful people, the Kurds, were killing Christians in Syria left and right, persecuting them. So, you know, Trump, if Trump were to actually withdraw from the Kurds, it would actually help Syrian Christians. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we're eventually going to stay, because everywhere we go, the Christians are eradicated, whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan, wherever the U.S. military goes in and occupies it for a long period of time. All the Christians who've been there for 2,000 years disappear in no time at all. Those are our allies. Those are people we become allies with. All right, folks, we're at the end of the program. I just want to remind you about the major sales that we have. We've got 50% off BioTrue Selenium, the best quality selenium you're going to find anywhere, non-GMO, totally organic. We have 50% off the Super Blue toothpaste. That's a toothpaste with nano silver. We have 50% off Bodies, our all-natural anti-inflammation. 50% off Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. We've got 70% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We got 40 to 70% off all the products, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. Defend your family's health and defend free speech. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for listening.